have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it? Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat. Belly. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is my spoiler-free review. Very much off the cuff, very raw, very emotional review of Season 2, Episode 6. I don't have the title in front of me. Damn. My God. You're gonna get, you know how I sounded after episode 2 when I was very, very emotional? That's what you're gonna get here, so, enjoy that, I guess. You can blame, Craig Mazin, Neil Druckmann, and, Hallie Gross for that one. Look, I am coming off of a very, very big high off of this episode, so I might say some stuff that sounds hyperbolic. That might be a that is a top five greatest episode of television, not just for this series. I do mean of all of TV, and It's the best episode of The Last of Us. There's so many good things about this episode. The last 10 minutes of this episode, I was absolutely bawling my eyes out at what was going on. Which I'm happy that I was. That's what I'm here for. You went for some stuff that I thought that you were going to do in this episode, and other things that threw me off, and other things that are a bit different. But for what this episode goes for, it 100% nails every single thing it's going for. I couldn't even concentrate on some of the episodes because I was genuinely so busy wiping my eyes. And look, if you want to call me sad for, you know, crying at Last of Us, then whatever, that's up to you. It's meant to be a very emotional series. It's meant to be a very emotional story. And particularly when it has these points in its story, because as I've said many times, The Last of Us is designed to make you feel a lot of different things as you go through its story, whether it's part one, part two, or whatever, or Left Behind. But sometimes it's designed to make you bawl your eyes out, and I'm just trying to breathe properly and concentrate, because it's so funny. I should almost give extra credit to The Last of Us in a way, because you are giving me some material in this episode that not only have I already seen before a bunch of times, but I know somewhat of what's coming up. And even though I've been through this material 7.5 times before, not the episode, the game I'm talking about, And you, for you to be able to still get that out of me after I know probably what this episode is about, I can take a good guess. A good chunk of this episode was what I thought it was going to be. So even with knowing, not even on a second or a third watch, which I'm going to do, but even from knowing some stuff that's going to come up in this episode, and even when you give me those scenes, and I know some stuff that's going to happen in this episode, and you can still give me this level of an emotional reaction to it, it's just a big testament to everybody involved. To everybody involved. I cannot believe some of the things that they pulled off in this episode. The way that this episode is emotionally structured, I think, is absolutely phenomenal. The way they captured parts from the games was practically perfect. The way they made certain sets and parts from the game look was absolutely perfect. The writing here was basically perfect. I try to think if I have any problems with this episode, and I don't right now. I really, really don't. There's a couple of changes, there's a couple of things that have been moved around, but even on my first watch, I totally got what you were going for, because there's been a couple of episodes that they've remixed things, and I've enjoyed in the moment what they did, but it took me a minute to grasp onto, excuse me, what exactly you were doing. And there's like, you actually managed in this episode to move a scene, an entire scene, to a totally different spot in the story, and include two parts of a conversation all into one scene, and you pulled it off perfectly. And I have no idea how you brainstormed that, how you wrote that scene, how you directed it. And then, of course, you've got the phenomenal acting of, obviously, Pedro and Bella are in this episode. Just, again, to give credit and to give praise to any of you who... Now, look, if you personally don't like Bella Ramsey in the role of older Ellie, or even younger Ellie, there were some complaints about that, I still massively disagree with you. But if this episode doesn't sell you on her as Ellie, then nothing really will. Okay, she doesn't look like a copy and paste of the game of the character from the game. So what? Neither does most of the other characters. They don't look like a copy and paste because that's just not how that works. I can't wait to watch this episode. I'll say I can't wait to watch this episode again. The amount of emotion you've just pulled out of me. Now, all of us gamers, we've been prepping emotionally for this episode because we knew that this particular piece of the story was coming up. I still wasn't prepared for what you gave me. Even though there's certain scenes that, once they get to this part of the story, they'll probably show us this, that, and the other. And you did show us this, that, and the other. Still doesn't mean I was ready for it. And I was just sitting there and just... There's multiple angles where I was in disbelief. I was in disbelief at, again, this game being brought to life, and you get to this part of the game, you bring it to life basically perfectly. The new bits, the remixes. Because there's three things they tried to do for each episode, right? They tried to give you video game accurate stuff, remixes, which could mean remixes in the scene or scenes being moved around, and then brand new stuff, and all of it has got to fit together in this nice puzzle piece. And you pulled it off pretty much perfectly. You pulled it off about as perfectly as you could. And look, maybe when I go through my second and third rewatches, I will maybe notice stuff that doesn't work, but like, yeah, again, I understand recency bias is a thing. Obviously, my recency bias, you could say, is very high for this episode because I've just watched it. But I would fight for this episode being, obviously, with drama TV. Like, you can't really fairly put this into a different category for best episodes. But if you're talking top five best drama episodes of television, which there are a lot of them, I will fight you not physically. I will fight you to put this episode in top five best episodes of drama TV, or even just of TV. I know there's a lot of different types of TV, so trying to make a top five all episodes of TV is not an easy thing. But this episode is similarly in emotionally in line with season one, episode three, the Bill and Frank episode. And no disrespect to the episode, that is a phenomenal, world-class written, world-class put together episode of television. It's very delicately put together. There's a lot of humanity in that episode. It's phenomenal. I think that this at least butts up to the episode, if not exceeds it. So if you're somebody who thinks that the Bill and Frank episode is like a top five best episode of TV, and I'm not going to disagree with you. Heck, if you're talking top five best episodes of TV, that one and this one both go in the top five. I don't know where exactly, but, you know, somewhere. This episode butts up against that, if not exceeds that episode. It just... Wow. There's even certain little things you didn't include in this episode that I thought that you might, and I'm not bothered by that. I was trying to use the right word. I'm not concerned. I wasn't sort of... Because I noticed when they skipped over certain little bits from the game, and I noticed, but, like, you were just on to the next big emotional beat, and I'm not really bothered that you didn't include certain video game bits, but, like, this just, like... You know how you have, like, five or six different aspects of a TV episode that, like, make it brilliant? Okay, you got your camera work, lighting, sound, writing, directing, acting, all kinds of different things, right, that make a great episode of TV. And I usually do say that in order to put anything together properly, you need to have a well-written script. Because again, there's lots of things in media where, like, you get top actors in your piece of media, but then you don't write scenes for them that are good enough. Usually I do say writing is like 101 for making anything good, because at least you can then have your writing to back you up for, you know, dialogue and different scenes and that sort of stuff. This episode is very, very much a kind of everybody was at the top of their game. The director, the lighting people, the costume, every single different department of what makes this episode. Like, whoever worked on this episode, you've done a top class job, and I'm genuinely stunned as to what you've put together. And again, this was kind of like... Us gamers, we kind of looked at this first half of the season, what it could be, what it could offer, and like, okay, where are the sort of, like, it's fantastic, the whole first half of this game and what this season is going to present to you is fantastic, but where are the really high points? And a few of us pointed out, like, okay, Joel's death's obviously a big high point. You then have, like, the beginning of kind of the Seattle stuff, and, like, a few other bits, but... The big two key bits, like, that are important for you to nail is episode two, which obviously you know what happened there, and this episode. That those are the two key points in this first part of this long story. And given the fact that if you listen to the beginning of this and you listen to my spoiler-free review for episode two, it will tell you that they nailed both of those parts of these episodes. So, this is now, some episodes have been a bit easier to digest and dissect than others. This is like a full meal of an episode in terms of digesting the different parts, the different nods, the different scenes, the lines, everything else. I don't know if I can handle watching this episode more than three. I mean, I could do it, obviously, but, like, for those of you that don't know, because this might be the first time you've ever heard me, Sunday night, which it technically is right now, I watch the episode for the first time. Then I do this off-the-cuff spoiler-free review, just telling you what I think and feel of the episode. Not really breaking down the scenes, no spoilers, spoiler-free review, very much a spoiler-free off-the-cuff review of just telling you my thoughts and feelings and where they got things right and wrong and whatever. And then on Mondays, I watch the episode for a second time, digest things a bit more, certain scenes, moments, bits and pieces, write down some notes and do some spoiler predictions, and also do a little bit of like future spoiler talk. Future spoiler talk and future spoiler predictions based on the game, what we have, haven't had, and what's yet to come. All those sorts of things. Then I watch the episode one more time on Tuesdays. I then go and listen to Bold Moves podcast just to have like someone digest the episode with me. And then on Wednesdays, we go and do the actual spoiler review, so talk about the actual scenes for the episode. So that's my process every week, and obviously David joins me on Wednesdays. But this episode is going to take some digesting, I'll tell you that much. Wow, but yeah, me personally, I'm completely blown away. This was not necessarily in a way of like, oh, this was the first one that was better than I expected, but this was kind of better than I expected because I didn't know you were going to do the episode this way, if that makes sense. So wow. Anyway, I need a break. Let's take a break together, and I'll be back in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, let's continue this spoiler-free review for the episode. I know I'm going to keep this a little bit shorter because, I mean, there's not much I can talk about here yet again because, man, there's just so many things that happened in this episode. But, well, I'm trying to honestly, now episode 2 affected me obviously because there's Joel's death in episode 2. And again, that's what makes Last of Us so interesting, is because my emotion, my emotional reaction to episode 6 and episode 2 both involved me crying, but for different reasons, because they both achieved different things. And again, when I look at this, now that we've like slowly almost formed this puzzle of season 1, like you get episode 2, episode 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you get bit by bit by bit, and you slowly start to see how the story forms itself. Again, when you go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, 4 and 5 are similar, but they each serve their own little purposes to the story, and this again just fits really nicely as its own piece. It just, yeah, damn. For any of you that have been missing Pedro Pascal, which I have as well, he's a phenomenal actor. I love him as Joel. Of course, we have missed him through episodes 3, 4, and 5. I know we saw about 10 seconds of him at the end of episode 5. Well, he's back in this one, so which I think you all kind of knew. So, but yeah, he's back in this one, and yeah, he's brilliant again. So, yeah, but yeah, I know at some point, like, because I have this little bit in the back of my mind, like, I'm proper bawling out this episode and, like, having a really, really strong emotional reaction to this one. And I know that there's some person who's even played the games for some reason who won't have enjoyed this episode. And I'm just like, I try not to dwell on that, obviously, because I'm trying to just, you know, enjoy my own enjoyment of the episode in the way that it does. Well, yeah, this was a special one. This was a very special one. And for all of you who are TV only, as we say, and you don't know anything about what's to come in this episode, which David doesn't, I hope you really enjoy this one. I really, really do. It's amazing how you can play something 7.5 times and almost love it more each time, because you just get more out of it. And you then watch the TV adaptation of effectively the same story, just told slightly differently, and you pull even more out of certain moments. It's just incredible. I'll finish on this note, because I'm kind of saying the same thing over and over again, but damn, this episode was incredible. I have an opinion about something. Sorry, no, let me rephrase that. I have an opinion about someone involved in this show and in this game that I've been sitting on and stewing on. I've been, you know, been thinking about it, been digesting my own opinion and sort of, you know, thinking about it. And I think I have solidified. This is a bit of a tease for Wednesday, because I'm going to be talking about this more on Wednesday. I might talk about it a little bit more in my spoiler predictions, but I'm not going to say what it is until Wednesday, just to give you all a little tease. And, well, I hope that you come back anyway on Wednesday, but because you should. There's an opinion about somebody involved in this show and involved in this game that I've been sitting on for a little bit of time and have been marinating on. I've been thinking about this particular opinion. It's a very, very big opinion. I mean, I just gave a bunch of big opinions in this episode, right, about, you know, maybe the best episode of TV I've ever seen, and at bare minimum, a top 5 best episode of TV I've ever seen. Granted, I know I've just finished the episode. Recency bias is possibly a thing. I will acknowledge that. But there's a certain way that someone involved in this show and in this game is doing something that I don't think anybody else is doing the same way. You can take a guess, but I'm not going to tell you about what that is until Wednesday. So if you want to know my conclusion on that opinion, and again, I'll watch this episode 2 more times, I will continue to sit on that opinion and think about it and think about other things in this episode. And if I feel the same way, which I think I will do, but if I feel the same way, I will tell you. I'll do it in the pre-talk part that we have, which is where me and David kind of chit-chat about the episode for like 5-10 minutes. Because there's something very particular I've noticed that this person does, and they do it better than I think anybody else in the industry. But yes, I'll watch the episode 2 more times. I'll think about that a little bit more. I don't feel like I need to think about that opinion too much more, because I'm pretty certain about it. But I will reveal what that is on Wednesday. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to even more the process this week of watching, taking notes, digesting, reading, and listening to other opinions. So yeah, Anyway, if you have or haven't seen the episode, what are you looking forward to if you haven't seen it? And if you have seen it and you know exactly what type of things I'm talking about here, whether you're a TV-only person, cutscene-only person, game player, whatever angle you come at to this episode, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Did you like it as much as me? You don't have to. You don't have to like this episode as much as I do. Maybe you hated this episode. If you do, I don't really understand why, but let me know why. And if you loved it in about equal measure, let me know your thoughts as well. Anybody who's got any spoiler predictions for the finale, for episode, for season 3, for maybe season 4, throw them all my way. I will organise them into a podcast for the spoiler predictions tomorrow. And let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. On anything, like writing about anything Last of Us related, whether it's the game questions, questions for David, questions for me, spoiler predictions, throw them all my way, and I'll have a lot of fun reading them out and talking about them, digesting them, and doing whatever else. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkerK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, main night podcasts, take a look at what we're doing at the moment. If you want to support us in other ways, of course, please, we're on our social media and listen to more stuff. Of course, if you do come across somebody who watches the show, plays the games, or I assume either just watches the show or plays the game and watches the show, whatever way around that is, please let them know about this podcast as well, so they can get involved themselves and throw in their own predictions, thoughts, and reviews and whatever else, because we're happy to hear all of them. Yeah, do that as well. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Every podcast review option is up for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, geektown.co.uk and Geektown Radio. That's where David, who I just mentioned also, he runs Geektown, so check that out for TV and film news. Geektown Radio is out on Tuesdays. Look out for all of those. And YouTube, you can follow us or subscribe to us on there for our random video game stuff. YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. I'm going to breathe now. Yeah. And undoubtedly think about this episode for a few more hours, probably. Go listen to the official podcast. Listen to Bold Move and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, watch it again tomorrow. And do this all over again. For those of you who understand the quote, you understand the quote. But I would do it all over again. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.